Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Good morning, everybody. Here we are on Friday, and that means it's time for our Friday roundup. So let's get going with it. We're going to jump right in and talk about our episode from Monday, where we were featuring the song called I Speak Jesus, which was written by a group of composers and musicians called Here Be Lions. This song is so good and so powerful. It has been recorded by many, many artists, and you've probably heard several versions of it on the radio. It is a very popular and powerful song because it does exactly what the title says. It speaks the name of Jesus. Here's just a few of the words from the song. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, and burn like a fire. And the Bible tells us that there is tremendous power in that name. Philippians 2 verses 9 to 11 tell us, therefore God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declared that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There's power in the name of Jesus. Tuesday's episode was called The Eagle and the Chicken. It featured an allegorical story of an eagle that was raised as a chicken and became jealous of the eagles who were able to fly in the sky, but he was never able to get above the chickenhood of himself, and he lived on the ground, clawing at the dirt and eating the seeds. He failed to live to his potential. And that's how many of us are sometimes. We fail to live to our potential as well. We talked about one of the greatest hindrances to our growth, and that's often in how we compare ourselves to other people. We often think that we are not as good as, or as smart as, or as capable of doing things as other people around us. And we compare ourselves to them, and when we do that, we almost always see ourselves falling short. But the Bible warns us against that kind of thinking. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4, it says, pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. Whenever we compare ourselves to others, we're always opening the door for problems, either for jealousy or for pride. And those things can come in and can hinder us in our growth as to what we should and could be. None of us need to try to impress anybody else. All we really need to do is to live our lives in connection with God. Let Him build us up. Let Him give us direction. Let Him guide us into the places that we would never dream of on our own, but know that He is always there. He will always help us. He will always be with us. Wednesday's episode was called Don't Quit. How many times have you quit something that you later regretted quitting? I talked about how I wanted to learn the guitar at one point, and I quit, and how I went on a diet, and it worked so very, very well. But then I quit the diet and I put all the weight back on again. And I learned an important lesson there, that the greatest difference between success and failure in any area of my life is whether or not I quit doing the right things. If we quit doing the right things, then we will fail. We told the story of a young boy who, at the beginning of a very posh piano concert, he climbed up on the stage and began to play Chopsticks. While many in the crowd were upset at him and started yelling to get him off the stage, the concert pianist walked onto the stage while the boy was playing, and the pianist himself began to play a remarkable melody that went along with what the boy was doing. And the young boy, who just moments before had heard people from the audience yelling, "Get off the stage, get him out of there," now heard the voice of the pianist behind him saying, "Keep going, don't quit, don't stop, keep playing." Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus. Those are the words of the Apostle Paul. He knew that the most important thing with his life was that he could not quit. because quitting was the only way that he would ever truly fail. Thursday, we told a story about the hot dog salesman. He was an elderly man who had a very successful hot dog business. He stood by the side of the road cooking hot dogs on the grill and selling them, and people really liked his hot dogs. In fact, his business was so good that it grew and it grew, and he had to get a bigger grill to cook the hot dogs on. Everything was going great until his son came along and said, "Dad, what are you doing? Don't you know how bad the economy is? Don't you know people are losing their jobs? Don't you know that groceries are incredibly expensive? Dad, don't you realize all these things are going on around you? And here you are acting like your business is successful." No, the old man listened to his son and decided he better cut back on his business, because no matter what his experience was, he was told that there was a recession and that businesses were dying, and his was about to as well. So he stopped advertising. He stopped buying more hot dogs and buns. Pretty soon his business, too, died out, at which point he called his son and said, "Son, you're right. There is a recession on." We tend to call that a self-fulfilling prophecy. The man, when he thought it was good, yes, it was good. But as soon as he started to believe it was bad, yeah, it was bad. And that's the kind of decision that we face almost every day with everything around us. Are we going to listen to all the negative stuff and believe it's all bad? Or are we going to look and find all of the good things that God has for us and experience the very best? Philippians 2:13 says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." God is not limited by the economy. And believe it or not, he's not limited by politics or opinions. The only time God's work is ever limited in our lives is when we choose to limit him, to not believe what he says, and to not take action on what he's asked us to do. Then we can make God's word ineffective when we cease to believe it and cease to act on it. God has good things for us. He has powerful things for us. But we must believe and act on his word. And that's our week, my friends. I hope you have a great weekend and are able to spend some time with your family. Hey, and I encourage you, get to church. Let God bless you and teach you through your pastor. Be blessed and be a blessing this weekend. And you and I, well, we will talk again on Monday. Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.